Free Presbyterian Church in England and Wales, we present Let the Bible Speak. Once again, it's time to Let the Bible Speak, and I invite you to stay tuned as we bring the gospel in message and song. And welcome to the program, In the Name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm Leslie Curran, and it's my privilege to be back with you for another time. Letting the Bible Speak today is the Reverend Kenneth Elliott, and he's doing that on the subject, The Magnetism of Christ, from Mark's Gospel chapter 1 and verse 45, where we read these words, They came to him from every quarter. And that's after this message and song.
In tenderness he sought me, weary and sick with sin, and on his shoulders brought me back to his fold again. While angels in his presence sang until the courts of heaven rang. Oh, the love that sought me, oh, the blood that bought me, oh, the grace that brought me to the fold. Wondrous grace that brought me to the fold. He washed the bleeding sin wounds and poured in oil and wine. He whispered to assure me, I found thee, thou art mine. I never heard a sweeter voice. It made my aching heart rejoice. Oh, the love that sought me, oh, the blood that bought me, oh, the grace that brought me to the fold. Wondrous grace that brought me to the fold.
I want to talk to you for a while today on the subject that I have entitled The Magnetism of Christ. We learn of that magnetism in the very last line of Mark's Gospel, chapter 1. It's the 45th verse, and we read these words, And they came to him from every quarter. The fact that Christ draws people to himself cannot be denied. There is a drawing power in the Lord Jesus Christ, and such that's not equaled. And it can be seen in the fact that if you take evangelical services, week after week, month after month, year after year, decade after decade, and even for centuries, with the same message being proclaimed, yet crowds keep coming, they keep coming, young and old generations pass off, another takes the place. And surely it's a testimony to the fact there is a great drawing power in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is even so in the life of the individual Christian. He finds himself drawn to Christ daily. He realizes the need to spend time in prayer. He needs to take time to meditate upon the Word of God and to study it. There's a drawing power in the Lord Jesus that draws the Christian even to himself. And I want us just for a few minutes to notice several things about this magnetism of the Lord Jesus. And first of all, we have the record of it. In Mark chapter 1, we read these words in verse 32, And at even, when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased, and them that were possessed with devils. And all the city was gathered together at the door. At eventide, remember, the crowds are flocking to the Lord Jesus Christ. We learn in the 37th verse words that are akin to that. And when they had found him, they said unto him, All men seek for thee. In the next chapter, in chapter 2, We read these words in verse 1, "And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house, and straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door." And so we find that, as we read the gospel records, that there is a drawing power with the Lord Jesus Christ, unequaled. He said himself on one occasion, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto myself." Now this is so, even though his doctrine often cut across the prejudices of the people. We learn that he sat with publicans and sinners, and yet he denounced sinners for their sins. He loved the sinner, but he had to deal with the sin. And yet with all his straight preaching, such people as the publicans and sinners came to listen to him. Have you been finding this so in your life? Is there a drawing in your circumstances toward the Lord Jesus Christ? You can answer that question by thinking along these lines. It may be some Christian has come into your circle, whether at work, or maybe even in your home, and their life has got a very special and helpful influence for you in it. It may be that you're thinking more and more about the Lord Jesus Christ and his gospel. It may even come into your mind to want to listen to radio programs like this, or to go out to hear the gospel in some evangelical service. It may be that somebody has spoken to you lovingly and tenderly about your own need of salvation. It may be that as you go to bed at night, it may be in the quietness of the day, that you're thinking very much about the Lord Jesus and about your relationship to him. If that is so, that is proof that the Lord is drawing you. The record of it. But notice, secondly, the reasons for it. What were the reasons for this great draw in the Lord Jesus Christ and by him? Well, first of all, I believe the answer lies in Christ himself, who he is. Well, in Mark chapter 1, the demons were very quick to acknowledge who he is. We read in verse 24 that they said, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God." And time again in God's word, we see the deity of Christ. We see the fact that he is God presented to us in various ways. And I believe that this is one of the reasons why the Lord Jesus Christ is drawing people to himself. But then I believe there's another reason. The circumstances of the people who are drawn. People have great needs. We read in Mark chapter 1, verse 32, and we've already read this verse, "And at even when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased, and them that were possessed with devils." The needs of the people drew them to the Lord Jesus Christ, or were the means that Christ used to draw people to himself. Maybe you're curious. Maybe you've heard about what the Lord has done in the life of some notorious sinner, someone who you knew not to be an upright person, a clean living person, but their lives are changed. There's a godliness about them now that you never noticed before. And you're inquisitive about this. Is it not that the Lord is using all of this to draw you to himself? The record of it. The reasons for it. But notice lastly, the reach of it. What a draw. They came to him from every quarter. Let me read to you what Matthew has to say about the places from which the people came to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's in Matthew chapter 4, verse 24 and 25. "And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee, and from Decapolis, and from Jerusalem, and from Judea, and from beyond Jordan." Oh, what a range! What scope! What a sweep! These people came to the Lord Jesus Christ. But I wonder, as you're listening to my voice now, is there this draw in your life that's drawing you to Christ? You want to come to him? Charlotte Elliott was a young lady who wrote a lovely hymn that is sung so often in church services and in evangelistic gatherings. These are the words. It was her own testimony put in words. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou didst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relief, because thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come. She did come. She was gloriously saved. The Lord Jesus received her. Will you come?
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church in London. If we can be of further spiritual help, then I invite you to write to our minister here in London, the Reverend Gordon Ferguson, at 29 Cheltenham Road, Leighton, E10 6EU. The Reverend Gordon Ferguson, 29 Cheltenham Road, Leighton, E10 6EU. If you wish to contact him by telephone, please use our answer phone service on 0181 539 1706. 0181 539 1706. And he'll also be glad to give you details of the Sunday services. Thank you for listening, and may the Lord richly bless you. I trust you'll join us each day, Monday to Friday, at this same time, when we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.